the Gun Doctor will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the Gun Doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, February 16th, 2026 edition. As you all know, this is a midterm election year. This is not the presidential election. This is the midterm. Who's on the ballot? Basically, everybody other than the president. In the state of Michigan, we're electing a new U.S. senator. Gary Peters retiring, not running for re-election, stepping down. We have an open seat in the U.S. Senate. We also have an open seat for governor. Thanks to term limits, Gretchen Whitmer is serving her last year as our governor. I just found out this morning that she's going to give her State of the State address late. It's going to be a week from Wednesday, the 25th of February at 7 o'clock. Well, she has already come out and laid out her $88.1 billion budget proposal, to which the Republicans have already said it's dead on arrival, not going to happen. Primarily because she wants to drain $400 million out of the rainy day fund. She wants to raise more taxes and spend more to run the state of Michigan's government. Well, in that race for new governor candidates, several of them have made recently a very familiar critique of the state budget. Stop siphoning money from the school aid fund to finance higher education. Stop it. Now, I personally, if I was going to be governor, let's say I got elected, today's my first day in office, I would stop funding public universities altogether. I would make them compete like Hillsdale College. Many of these universities have billions, not millions, billions of dollars in their accounts based on donations from very wealthy people over the years. The amount of money they have is ridiculous. Why are we, as a state government, as taxpayers of this state, why are we continuing to give hundreds of millions of dollars to universities who should be competing in the open market for our students? Competition is a good thing. Well, Governor Hopeful's Mike Duggan, running as an independent, Tom Leonard as a Republican, and even Chris Swanson, who doesn't have a snowball chance against Jocelyn Benson, but he's talking about it. I appreciate him running because he's out there forcing Benson to listen to his ideas. And at one time, back in the day, when Governor Gretchen Whitmer was a candidate herself, have all maintained that we need to stop funding higher education using the school aid fund. Proposal A, the landmark 1994 ballot proposal that raised sales taxes on the state, could finance K through 12 schools. However, it now diverts money from them when it's sorely needed. Well, very simple, stop it. Stop the practice. However, this is going to be a heavy lift, according to this news story. As budget negotiations get rolling for next year's fiscal year, 2027, pronounced fiscal pressures are likely to now make an especially difficult time to end the long-held interplay between the state's two main checking accounts. We have two accounts that fund our state government, the general fund and the school aid fund. Well, for some who knows the difficulties in stopping the siphoning from the school aid fund for higher education, look no further than Governor Gretchen Whitmer herself. Back in the day when she was the Senate Minority Leader in 2013, she harshly rebuked Republicans' proposal to shift $400 million from the school aid fund to pay for universities and community colleges, which at that time had been covered by the general fund for most of the state's history. The universities got their money from the general fund. They didn't get it from the school aid fund. The school aid was K through 12, period. That's the way it had been forever. Well, if you look at things back in the day, this is what the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, said back May of 2013 when she was the Senate Minority Leader because the Republicans held the majority. 2013, this budget continues the same obstinate and insistent theft of money from our school aid fund. Funds that are supposed to aid our public schools are now being taken from our kids to pay for community colleges and higher education budgets to the tune of now $400 million a year. Even as a gubernatorial candidate back in 2018, the first time she ran for governor, she held that position. She ran on it. After unveiling in 2018 an ambitious school plan complete with debt-free scholarships for those seeking education beyond high school, she told reporters that the state should stop taking money from the school aid fund to shore up holes in the general fund. I don't care what part of the budget it goes to. It's wrong. That wasn't the intent of the voters on Proposal A almost 10 years ago, and it wasn't the intent that our kids suffer because of it. Whitmer's No New Revenue for School plan was dated, the article that it reported what she just said, June 8th of 2018. The election, folks, wasn't until 5 months later in November. That midterm election, she got elected. And this is how she was talking about school education funding back then. Well, the practice continued throughout her entire tenure as governor. Nonetheless, in fact, the state is now taking more from the school aid fund, $1.3 billion this year, to fund higher education than ever before. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's new proposal that she just came out with, the $88.1 billion, her proposal for next fiscal year 2027, bumps it up to $1.6 billion. Are you kidding me? Governor, did you forget 13 years ago when you were in the Senate as the minority leader, you were against this insanity? And back then it was only $400 million. Now you as governor, you're proposing $1.6 billion. That's a 400% increase from just 13 years ago. Well, Whitmer's press secretary, Stacey LaRouche, didn't specifically address the question from MERS about why the governor has seemingly changed her tune on taking money from the school aid fund for higher education. Totally ignoring the question. Not even going to answer it. This is her talking points that spews out of her mouth about this governor. Well, thanks to Governor Whitmer's commitment to growing Michigan's economy and fiscal responsibility, Our state is on a strong financial position. As a result, we've made record investments. That means spend your taxpayer dollars year over year in K through 12 education. Now including the highest ever per pupil funding. Funding for at-risk children and historic investments in mental health and school safety. We've also expanded access and lowered costs for pre-K and higher education. The governor's smart fiscal management ensures every student has the resources to succeed without compromising school funding. Stop with your load of garbage crap. Have you looked at test scores, Stacy? If you looked at the scores of our children, have you looked at what they have scored prepared to supposedly go to college? Have you looked at the SAT scores recently of our juniors and seniors going into and applying for applications into admittance into colleges? The SAT scores of our seniors. Juniors usually take the ACT, seniors take the SAT. Have you looked at those scores? Have you looked at reading scores of third graders? Math and reading scores of eighth graders? Because of her smart fiscal management ensures every student has the resources, the money. See, to them, it's all about the money, the money, the money. What about results from those monies? From those dollars that we, the taxpayers of Michigan, are paying. While shifting school aid funds from the universities was first executed at the end of former Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm's term back in fiscal year 2010. Back then, remember we had problems with the budget? Well, she was facing a structural deficit in the general fund. So the state, at that time, made a series of one-time budget fixes to plug the hole. This is where the changes between the general fund and the school aid fund all started. Those remedies took $208 million from the school aid fund and put it toward community college budgets, which up until then had been totally covered by the general fund. That's where this all started. Granholm, $208 million. Last budget for Whitmer, $1.6 billion. 800% increase. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Continuing on with this history lesson and current events of the day. Candidates running for governor are saying we need to stop using the school aid fund to fund higher education. It started under Jennifer Granholm. She first took $208 million from the school aid fund, put it into the community college budget. Prior to this, the general fund funded our public universities. School aid fund, K through 12. That's the two checkbooks they have in Lansing. Well, that move was made again under Republican Governor Rick Snyder. It started with Democrat Granholm, continue with Rick Snyder. Fiscal year 2012, he too faced a structural deficit in the general fund. What's more, he was contending with reduced revenues coming into the state because of tax breaks he and the Republicans enacted. The benefits of those tax breaks hadn't kicked in to stimulate the economy, so there was no growth in revenue. The general fund shortfall was sure to affect state spending on higher education. So again, Snyder pitched pulling the money from the school aid fund to cover the losses. That final state budget for 2012 doubled what Granholm had done from 208 to $400 million, taking it from the school aid fund and putting it towards higher education. Well, pulling money from the school aid fund to fund higher education has been a staple of our state budgets ever since. Granholm's very first budget, starting in 2019, paid for the entire community college budget in full from the school aid fund. Appropriations for public universities have ebbed and flowed with the financial health status of the general fund. However, in recent years, the use of the school aid fund money for higher education, which again, historically, had always been paid by the general fund, and has even been labeled by critics as raiding or skimming money out of the school aid fund. Well, this is now exactly what they've been doing. Enter a hold harmless provisions. Now they're working to ensure that when tax changes to tax policies, which produce lower state revenues, they want it that the general fund takes the hit and not the school aid fund. So it ebbs and flows back and forth. But every single year, we have less revenue than projected. And we're looking at it again this year. The consensus revenue projections says that they're going to be down roughly about $1.1 billion. So the governor, once again, wants to take the money from the school aid fund to fund the universities to a historical high proposed $1.6 billion. And take $400 million out of the rainy day fund. Well, the Republicans are saying, sorry, Governor, we're not going to do that. Well, the problem is that we have to fix it. Now, one of the governor candidates, independent Mike Duggan, former Detroit Democrat mayor, was insistent this week that in Grand Rapids, during his talk on education, that he would cut all the departments by 2%, spread the saved money and put it back into the general fund to fund higher education, and reduce the amount of school aid funding going to universities all the way down to zero over 5 years. Why is everything with this guy 5 years, folks? Every single program, every single idea he comes up with says it's going to take 5 years to implement. Why? Because he's running for governor. If he gets elected governor in November 2026, he's only going to be the governor for 4 years. But wait a minute. All my policies say it's going to take 5 years to do this. I have to be reelected in 2030. He wants to be a two-term governor is basically why he's doing this. We're connecting the dots, Duggan. We're not stupid. Every single one of your programs, every single one of your policy ideas says it's going to take 5 years. Duggan confirmed this when he said, what I'm saying is I'm going to put it back. It's been nothing but a shell game, and somebody's got to stop it. So here's what I'm saying. Over 5 years, I'm putting all the K-12 money back into the school aid fund. Well, the Republicans and even Democrat Chris Swanson have a variation of what Duggan's saying. It's got to happen. If I'm governor, it's very simple. Universities, you're not getting another dime. University of Michigan, with all your billions of dollars, no, sorry, you're done. Michigan State, you're done. Wayne State, you're done. Compete with Hillsdale College, and may the best man win. We're done funding public universities in this state. They can apply for grants. They can do all that kind of research with grant money if it's justified. Last hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call.